I'm Mike Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, June the 3rd. The Missouri State Highway Patrol and the Ledington, Missouri Police Department announced the discovery of human remains identified as 32-year-old Melinda Louise Wilkinson of Ledington, Missouri, in a remote area of Shannon County. Wilkinson family reported her missing on May the 7th, and the Ledington Police Department requested the assistance of the Missouri State Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control Troop C, Criminal Investigation Unit, in the search. During the course of the investigation into Wilkinson's whereabouts, investigators learned that she may be in Shannon County. Thus, members of the Missouri Highway Patrol Divisions of Drug and Crime Control, Troop G, Criminal Investigation Unit, joined the investigation. On May 30th, Wilkinson's abandoned vehicle was located at the Rocky Falls area of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways National Park in Shannon County. Members of the Missouri Highway Patrol, Ledington Police Department, Federal Park Services, Shannon County Sheriff's Office, and the Archway Dog Rescue Team conducted an extensive search of the area, which spanned several days. On June the 2nd, the search team reported the discovery of Wilkinson's body located in a remote area adjacent to the national park grounds. The circumstances surrounding Wilkinson's death are still under investigation. However, no foul play is suspected. A man from West Plains was injured in an accident when he fled from police yesterday. 43-year-old Kyle Salamone suffered serious injuries when he fled from police, and during the chase, the patrol vehicle hit the rear of the vehicle that Salamone was driving. Salamone's vehicle then traveled off the road and overturned. Salamone was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway 63, 5 miles north of Thayer. Friday night, Dateline aired a 2-hour special entitled Secrets of the Ozarks, featuring the story of 22-year-old Rebecca Gould, whose body was found a week after she vanished in September of 2004. 16 years after Gould's body was found down a steep embankment on State Highway 9 near Melbourne, Arkansas, an arrest was made. 45-year-old William Miller waived his right to a jury trial and entered a guilty plea to first-degree murder in her death. He was sentenced to 40 years in the Arkansas Department of Corrections in October of 2022. The special featured interviews from Special Agent Mike McNeil, Gould's sisters Tiffany Moore and Angela Neubauer, her father, Dr. Larry Gould, Isser County Sheriff Charles Melton, and several others. A Caulfield man was injured in an accident west of Caulfield on Friday. The Highway Patrol reports that 53-year-old Alton Curtwright suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and struck a tree. Curtwright was taken to Ozarks Health Care. The accident happened on U.S. 160, 2 miles west of Caulfield. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Friday directed the Arkansas National Guard to send soldiers to the southern border to support the Texas National Guard as they work to combat illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and human trafficking at the border due to the failed policies of the Biden administration. The Arkansas National Guard is sending approximately 80 guardsmen to support border control efforts along the nation's border with Mexico from July the 1st through the 31st. The Texas National Guard will remain the lead agency, and the Arkansas Guardsmen will remain under the control of Governor Sanders in their area of operation. This is not the first time that Arkansas has participated in missions along the nation's southern border. The Arkansas National Guard deployed troops between June of 2006 and July 2008 to support of Operation Jumpstart, providing more than 750 soldiers and airmen in support of the Border Patrol. The Guard currently has 50 soldiers conducting operations in Texas. Colonel Eric Olson, superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, announced the results of the Driver and Vehicle Safety Division's 2023 annual school bus inspection program. Missouri 2023 school bus inspection results were that 9,995 buses rated as approved upon initial inspection, 1,088 buses rated as defective upon initial inspection, and 381 buses rated as out of service upon initial inspection. Buses with identified defective components required repair within 10 days. Buses placed out of service required correction of the components and re-inspection and a return to service by patrol personnel prior to further usage in transporting passengers. A total of 256 Missouri school districts earned the patrol's Fleet Excellence Award for 2023. Locally, Alton, Kabul, Gainesville, Houston, Koshkonong, Mountain Grove, Success, Van Buren, and Willow Springs all had 100% of the buses pass inspection. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office and Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation are excited to announce that it has been awarded a grant from the Arkansas State Police Fiscal Year 2023 Highway Safety Federal Subgrant Program in the amount of $107,160. The grant will be used for the purchase and installation of mobile data computers for Sheriff's Office patrol vehicles that will allow deputies to utilize an e-site and e-crash program. Deputies will also have mobile access to both the Arkansas and National Crime Information Center database, as well as interconnectivity with the Sheriff's Office computer-aided dispatch system. For more on this grant, you can visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, watch for tractors and hay equipment on the roadways. Never follow too close. At ECNN, we care.